Go ahead and open your Bibles to 2 Peter chapter 3. You stay there and I'll begin in Genesis chapter 1 and we'll get there in just a minute. Now you'd believe that when a preacher says that, right? Take a moment with me and think about what your life would look like if it was perfect. What would that look like if it were perfect? Never being sick. No threat of death or dying, nothing like that. All of our relationships would be perfect. No one's plagued with envy or jealousy or hatred or any of those things. You'd be perfectly content, right? You'd have all things that you need. All of your needs would be taken care of. And you'd be at one ultimately with your Creator. Think of the perfect life, and you could probably add some other things in there as well. But the stress and the strain of fear and loss would not exist for you if you were living a perfect life. But if you have read Genesis chapters 1 and 2, you well know that in those chapters, that in fact, at the end of chapter 1, that God saw His creation, everything that He had made, and behold, the Bible says, and God claimed that it was not just good, but very good. And then in the very next chapter, we read about sin. And it's not good. And by the time that we get to Genesis chapter 6, we've gone from the idea of it being very good to only evil continually. How does that happen? What has happened to what has taken place for that to be the statement that catches our eyes when we open Genesis chapter 6? Something dreadfully wrong has happened. And that one word that explains it all is the word sin. That's what happened. And we see it there in Genesis chapter 3. God had given commands in chapter 2. They broke those commands in Genesis chapter 3. We see the consequences of those sins. They're outside now of the garden, away from the tree of life. We see that sin has a way of growing in people's lives. We see the consequences. We see even what has been opened up. We see even murder taking place in Genesis chapter 4. And so when we open Genesis chapter 6 and we find that it's gone from being very good to only evil continually, the only answer that we can give as to why is because of sin. And so from the beginning of the Bible to the end, what do we see? We see that sin destroys, sin corrupts, and it has corrupted God's original creation. It destroys relationships. It wrecks homes. It brings illness. It brings about disease. It is responsible for death. If we want someone to be upset with in the world today of why there is so much disease, why there is so much hardship, why there's so much difficulty, God's not to blame. Sin is. And we have to be reminded of that sometimes. And so we read in 2 Peter chapter 3, beginning of verse 4. I want to read verses 4 through 7. And saying, where is the promise of His coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. Now that's what some were saying, that all things have continued the same as from the very beginning of creation. But is that the case? It's not, is it? For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which now are, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. And so he talks about those scoffers. He talks about those that believe that all things have continued since they, just the same as they were from the very beginning. But that's not true. That's not at all the case. And so he reminds them of that destructive worldwide flood that took place. That, in fact, condemned the world with the exception of Noah and his family. Those souls that were saved on the ark. And so the flood is that, is a promise to us that God will not allow sin to just continue to destroy his creation. And so it's a reminder that there is a day of judgment that is coming. And that's what the rest of this chapter in 2 Peter chapter 3, that's what the rest of the chapter really is dealing with. And so we should be reminded of that. And we should also teach others of that. And we should be reminded every day that not only do we read about sin and its destructive nature from cover to cover, from the Old Testament to New Testament, but we also read from cover to cover about a plan of God to save mankind by the sending of a son to die for all of mankind. That when he returns again, that he will return in judgment, but he will also eternally be saving those who are his. Are you his? And are you living as you were his? Are you faithful, in other words? Have you obeyed the gospel? Do you believe Jesus to be the Son of God? Would you repent of sin, confess your faith in Christ, and be baptized to wash away your sins, and then continue to live faithfully as one of his? And if we can help or encourage you tonight, won't you come to the front while we stand and while we sing?